Russell. That's the sound of an era coming to an end on Lorne Street in Sackville. Yesterday, the building that housed George's fabulous roadhouse and a long line of establishments before it was torn down. Owner Darren Wheaton said he made the decision based on the condition of the building. Before George's, there was Mermaid's, and before Mermaid's, there was Steve's Tavern, and even before Steve's, there was the Sackville Tavern. Darren Wheaton inherited the bar from his brother Mike, who served as a bartender at Steve's and co-owned and then owned George's. Wheaton says his brother took over the place mostly out of nostalgia.
So yeah, my brother just bought it because he wanted to keep it going because it was his watering hole or whatever when he was growing up. He just had nostalgia towards it, so he didn't want to see anything happen to it.
And so what happened to it after that?
Well, we made the decision that started doing a lot of live music events there. And I can't remember the exact date. We probably 12 years ago, shortly before my brother passed away, that we started working with the Tantamarsh Blues Society, bringing in world-class blues acts. And it just went from there. We did that. We had some good years with the students coming down and supporting us with all the bands, and then slowly the attendance started dropping down. So. So we made the decision we had to close it. The last time we closed it was in 2012. We did keep it open as a performance venue for a little bit longer than that, but there's nothing going on there for the last 4 years.
What went into the decision to tear it down?
I tried to sell it, and a few of these people that went in and got assessments done on, or they had inspectors and stuff, and just some of the stuff they were saying that was wrong with it, it just wasn't feasible to try to sell it anymore, and then with the property taxes being what they were and with nothing going on there, it was just too expensive to maintain in that sense. Mm-hmm. So that came to the decision to tear it down.
So structurally, basically.
Yeah, some of the sills in the front were starting to rot. It's an old mud basement.
That mud basement belonged to the Intercolonial Hotel, the original building on the site, which was itself rebuilt after a fire in 1908. The Intercolonial Hotel served travelers passing through what was once a busy railway station across the street. The hotel died out along with the railway, and eventually the top three floors of the hotel building were torn down and a new roof put on. That's the building that remained through the years until yesterday.
I'll ask you to try and think of your favorite memory or your favorite event that may have happened at George's while you owned it.
I think being part of the Tantamarsh Blues Society was probably the most memorable because some of the bands that we brought in were just phenomenal. I was really glad we got to see some of them.
Yeah. In a way, Sackville was quite lucky to have that venue here for the size of the town and the type of shows you put on.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I like to think that we sort of brought music back to Sackville for a while because there wasn't anyone else really doing it at that back in 2000, whenever we did start it, I guess. Mm-hmm. 2008, not 7. So I like to think we'd help bring the music scene back. But then again, everything has its cycle. It was up, then it was down, then it was up again. And now with Thunder and Lightning closed, there's not much for live music in Sackville anymore.
What is the situation with Ducky's and live music? Have you been...
I've been approached. I'm not going to do anything right now until this whole COVID situation's under... Because there's not a lot of bands touring presently, and with our capacity limited, it's probably not super feasible for either us or the bands to come in.
Yeah. There's a lot of people worried that music venues won't survive COVID. Are you bound and determined that Ducky's will survive COVID?
I'm doing my best. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
I guess it's how deep your pockets are.
That was Darren Wheaton, owner of Ducky's and the former building which housed George's Roadhouse, which was torn down yesterday. Wheaton says he has no concrete plans for the site yet, though eventually he'd like to move his other business, Wheaton's All-in-One Redemption Center, to a larger building there. If you have memories of the Intercolonial Hotel, the Sackville Tavern, Steve's Tavern, Mermaids, or George's Roadhouse, we want to hear from you. CHMA is collecting stories for an audio documentary looking back at the Lorne Street fixture. Contact news at chmafm.com to share your story. Next up on Tantramar Report.